Hello everyone, it is Michelle, the Dreaming Dilettante, coming out to you with another creative podcast. So I hope this podcast is finding you well. This is my third podcast that I've been doing since I kind of revamped the blog and have been starting things back up. And we're doing a quiet hour here at home. And I thought, well, you know what, this is a good time to record and check in and just say hello to everyone. So I hope you're doing well. If you happened to be reading the blog and you saw that I had a little creative retreat last weekend, which was absolutely wonderful. And I just did exactly what I had hoped I would do. I rested. I got a lot of creativity done, but most importantly, I was able to just kind of immerse myself in my own energy, if that makes any sense. I was just able to kind of move throughout the day and not have to really consider anything else. So it was really wonderful, and I felt fantastic. Unfortunately, everyone else came home, and about the day later, everyone was sick. Not me. I managed to skate through, and it was a little bit of a bummer because my son's birthday was on Sunday, and he didn't feel fantastic, but he felt later on he felt better that we were able to still do our little festivities and things like that, and he got better the fastest. But fortunately, nothing serious. Just, you know, the stuff that happens. But so it was a little bit of a bummer because then it was like 4 days of. Or 3 days, whatever it was, of taking care and nursing everyone as best I could. But the nice part was I still got a lot of time outside. I was spending a lot of time out in the garden, so I got a lot done, and it just felt fantastic to be out there. I did some just daydreaming in my hammock at one point, just kind of laying in the hammock and thinking about projects that I wanted to work on. And today I actually started them. I've been listening to Michael Knobbs, and I've mentioned him on here, his podcasts. In fact, he was the first one I really listened to for podcasts. He's pretty much the only one I still listen to. I think I've listened to a few here and there. But that's what inspired me to start podcasting years ago when I first was doing it. And he's doing a 50-day retreat. And it kind of gave me an idea on some things that I'd like to implement and kind of do my own little 50-day retreat where I'm creating just space for a specific goal in mind. A little different than what Michael's doing. And I'll link to where you can see his podcast as well as his Patreon where he's chronicling his 50-day retreat. I'll put that information here for you to read. But what I'm thinking about doing is creating energetic containers for certain intentions. So creating an energetic container for creativity, and I'm also thinking about creating one for peacefulness. And I felt like I should do the the peacefulness first, but I find that creativity really lends a lot of insight for me, so I might do that first. But I'm still kind of mulling everything over and thinking about how I'm gonna work it out. But I'll be sure to share it here if you're interested in following along or taking part. But I found myself today kind of keeping in mind, because sometimes I found for me trying things on works really well. So I was thinking about, okay, if I'm going to have a creative retreat, what's that going to look like? And how would I want to carve out the space? And what would I want to work on? And I just kind of try things out. And a new project had come to me the other day. I'm going to have a sip of my tea here. A new project idea came to mind, and it's not completely new. I had thought of it before, but it had a new energy to it, and I was really excited about it. And all week, whenever I felt anxious or started, you know, the mind started just rambling at me. my mind started rambling at me anyway. I found myself just thinking about this project, and while I was thinking about this project, it really kind of calmed me and connected me to, I think, the energy that I'm trying to pull in. So I am started working on that today. So I thought, well, if I was going to have a creative container, like a 50-day creative container, and it might not be 50 days, I might change things up a little bit. It might be something nice to do in smaller chunks as well. But I thought, well, if I'm going to have a retreat like that, what would I want to do? Because there are still other things that we have in life, right? Other things that we need to do and that need our attention. So I thought, well, what is that going to look like? And I was trying to kind of carve out things that I could try and do and incorporate in my day to day. And I managed to do that today. So I just added in a little bit of my creative project. And I'm not ready to share the project yet, but it has me researching old radio shows. I'm not going to be making an old radio show or anything like that. But I was really interested in like the radio shows of the 1930s. I've been reading a series of books. They're called The Darling Dahlias, if you've, or Dahlias, I'm not sure exactly how to say that, but I always say Dahlias. Actually, it's funny, I say it Dahlias for that book in my head, but when I'm talking about the flower, I actually call them Dahlias. Dahlias. Now I can't even talk. We'll forget that. But anyway, I'll put a link to those books as well, so you can check those out. But, and they take place in the 1930s, around the height of the Depression, and they're kind of like a whodunit book, but I really enjoy them. And they talk about radio shows a little bit in them, which had me fascinated about the idea of listening to older radio programs. So I'm thinking about, I started doing some research and thinking about listening to some radio programs. I'm feeling more and more called to kind of do things in a different, at least different for me, way, embracing different forms of research, kind of getting back to things that are maybe not as immediate, but more interesting and simpler in some ways. So that's part of what I'm kind of embracing here is the idea of listening to a radio program, and I'm doing things in a slower, smaller container. And possibly, you know, avoiding mainstream type publishing of things. And which is one of the reasons I think I love my blog so much, is I love the idea of just creating your own little space for people to find and enjoy if it's their thing. And without there really having to be this easy access formula, you know, where we need to have it where all the information is easily accessible from one platform. And I think sometimes there's something to be said for working for something a little bit more and maybe having to, you know, make the conscious choice to go to a particular site that, you know, talks about a particular topic, you know, like old time radio stations or whatever it is, but going to somebody's site, intentionally because you want to read about that person and what that person's doing, whatever their topic is. And I think that's one of the things that I love about blogs and websites in general, but specifically a blog, because yeah, you can post things on social media platforms and things like that, and you of course reach a wider audience, but there's something to be said, I think, for somebody, you know, for seeking someone out. You know, I can think of many times where I've wanted to, oh, who was the person who, you know, did that thing or wrote that? And I'll find myself searching for a while. And there's something to be said for that kind of tenacity, I guess, because now you're working towards, you're really, you know, I really want to see what this person has to say or what they're working on, and sharing in that way. And that's one of the things I'm kind of embracing more and more. And yeah, so I'm trying to find different ways. Sorry, my wires are a little twisted here. Different ways to kind of embrace that mindset of things with how I share my creativity, and also the creativity I'm producing with the idea of sharing, so that there's less of a maybe an ability for a mass production of things and to just kind of make things smaller and more contained and simpler. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking about. So that's what I was researching today. And I was also writing, which felt really good. And I did some painting for a video I'm making for you guys. It's a project I was working on during my creative retreat, my mini creative retreat. And I have a video that I'm going to be sharing with you about what I made and how I made it. So I'm still finishing it, which is why I haven't updated it. But and it sounds like a lot, you know, like it took. But what I love, and this is all really inspired by Michael and his approach to things. What I love is that it's very attainable and simple. I didn't spend hours today working on any of these things. You know, the writing was done in between helping my kids with their homeschool and in between making lunches and breakfasts and answering questions and kissing ouches and all those kinds of things that are a part of my day. But what I love about the writing is that I was writing in a notebook. I had picked up two notebooks for completely different purposes that I can't remember. I was very excited for them to come in. And when they came in, it was like all of a sudden the energy behind it. I'm using that word a lot today. That feeling that I had when that caused me to, oh, I got to get these and I'm going to use these, kind of left. And so I just kind of felt like I think I know what I was going to do with them, but it just doesn't seem like I needed them for that. And so today I picked up one of the notebooks and because let's face it, it's not like a notebook's ever going to go wasted. And so I picked it up and I went, I know what I'm going to do that. And I'm going to use that for this new project. And I'm writing it out long ways, by hand. So it makes me think my kids have penmanship workbooks that I gave them for part of their homeschool. So my daughter's learning cursive. And from my understanding is that a lot of schools and things aren't teaching cursive writing to kids anymore. They're seeing it as kind of like an obsolete form of writing. My husband was joking that he tends to listen to stand-up comedy on his way home from work, which I think is great because it kind of helps you leave work because it can be stressful. And there was a stand-up comedian that was joking that, you know, when he's in the old folks' home, they're going to be able to send encrypted messages and people will be like, what is this witchcraft? It's, you know, cursive writing because no one will be able to read it. But that's just a total side note there. But I do love handwriting. And so that's one of the reasons why we have it in the homeschool is because I think it's important. I think there's something, and I'm not anti-tech. I might sound like I am. I'm not anti-tech. I just think that everything has different purposes and can have different results. And I think sitting down with a journal in your hand and a pen or pencil or whatever and sketching or writing out things that you're struggling with, I feel that it has a different engagement. And I think there's been studies that have been done that have proven that if you write things by hand with pen and paper, they're more apt to come true because it's like your brain takes that as a signal that that this is happening because it doesn't know the difference. I would imagine, though, as evolution happens, possibly that you'll find future generations will have the same effect maybe from typing on a keyboard. I don't know. But anyway, I enjoy it. And I think that's part of the beauty of sharing, you know, the previous generation sharing with the newer generations of things that they found joy in. So anyway, so that's why my kids have to do penmanship and they hate it. But such is life. So I did that. I'm also learning how to crochet. I've made things in crochet badly. They're not very good. They function, but they're not very good. I learned how to knit and crochet the basic stitches when I was young. I don't really understand how it works. It baffles me that people can design things to look like things. And I'd love to learn how to see what's happening. You know, I can get my fingers to do the stitches and stuff like that, but I don't really understand why I'm doing any of these stitches. And I would love to see, you know, to learn that someday, but I decided that I just wanted stuff that I could sit and make without a goal in mind, without any kind of plan. So I'm learning how to make granny squares. I did make one. I tried like 4 different videos. And mine kept looking like a granny circle, and I don't know why. So I kept taking it out and starting back up and taking it back out. And then I finally landed on what I consider a successful granny square. So maybe I'll include a picture for you guys. But so I finally finished one that I said, okay, this is definitely a squarish type design. And then I thought about flowers, crocheting flowers. I was reading something somewhere. I think, it was an Amazon review. That's what I was reading. Right? I was looking to buy some more yarn because I thought, you know, I got the multicolored yarn. Maybe I should have had single colors. It would be easier to see with the granny square. So I was looking and somebody made a review about how her grandmother was making granny squares. I was making crocheted flowers. And I went, oh, that's something I would love to make. I could see myself making tons of those and just, you know, using them on journals or bookmarks or, you know, paper clips and just making all kinds of fun things. And so I thought, oh, well, I'll do that. So I did make a flower. It took a few tries last night, but I did find a really great tutorial. I'll share it with you in the links. But I did find a really great, I should write all these down. I'm never going to remember all the links I said I'll share. But I did make a flower as well. So I'll try to take a picture of the two and share them. Maybe they'll be my little picture for this podcast. But that's what I was working on. So doing lots of little things. And it sounds like a lot. And I hesitate sometimes to share that because I don't want anyone to feel like, oh, that's a lot. But it's really not if you do just a little. I think for me it's about and that's kind of what I'm thinking my retreat's gonna be about. Is kind of looking at the things that we do that are really no value added to our lives, the things that we tend to do that take up time. We don't really feel like they're necessarily taking up a ton of time, but they're not things that are really beneficial to us or what we're trying to bring into our lives. And removing those things and replacing them with, you know, things that do. So for example, you know, instead of, I don't know, looking at stuff on your phone, or for me, it's the laptop. Like I'll look up, videos and things like that to watch on my laptop. Instead of doing that, I'll read, or I'll say, you know, I'm going to sit down for, 5 minutes and I'm going to, you know, put some paint in my art journal or write that, project I'm working on for 5 minutes. So it's not about, you know, doing a ton of things. It's not like I really finished a ton of stuff today. Nothing's completed, you know, ready to go out into the world and do whatever things they're supposed to do when they go out into the world. But it's really just taking little bits of time and filling the little bits of time with things that I enjoy and that move me, have me spending more time doing the things that I enjoy. It's so easy, I think, for us to get caught up in, you know, all the things that we have to do. I know for me especially. And it can just feel like, you know, oh, I should really go clean the thing. Well, the thing I clean, at least in my life right now, will probably be messy later and I can just clean it then. But instead, maybe it's like, well, you know, let me take 5 minutes before I go and do that and work in my journal. And it's amazing what a shift that makes. For doing the work down the road, you know, for even the things that I'm maybe not looking forward to or that aren't the top priority of my life. It's amazing when you sit and you just say, well, I'm going to spend 5 minutes. You're bringing in those things that you love that are important more and more. And I think those things have, those things that we're meant to be doing. And not, I don't mean meant like world changing, you know, career altering type things. I just mean those things that we came here that we're meant to do. that if we didn't have to earn money, if we didn't have to, you know, pay for things, or if none of that, if none of those kind of practical concerns we have in our world were there, these are the things that, you know, we would sit and we would do anyway. The things that if you had all the money in the world that you could ever possibly need or think you could need, the things that you would still do. And those are the things that I feel like have the power to make major shifts in our lives, and maybe never in the way that we think they will, but I think the more you do those things, it's almost like they start to edge out all of the unnecessary things that we fill up our days with, that we were like, wow, you know, I didn't realize I was spending that much time doing those things, but you know, look what I've accomplished in a short amount of time just by doing little bits here and little bits there. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I think that's what my retreat's going to be focused on. So if you're interested, I will post here on the site and things like that and share with you about the 50-day retreat. If it's going to be 50 days, that's what Michael calls his. So I might do something a bit different. I don't know if 50 days, I don't know, maybe 30. Everyone always says that's like a hot, it wasn't 30 or 31 days to form a habit or something. But I don't know. I'm not really trying to make this. I don't know. It'll come to me, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. So if you have any thoughts, please do feel free to either email me, or comment below the podcast. I do love hearing from people. I've had some people write me that they visited my blogs and that they've enjoyed, and I just love it. So, don't feel that, I would love it. I would love to hear your thoughts. So if you're not comfortable posting on a, you know, kind of public type platform and you'd like to message me directly, I would love to hear. So if you have any thoughts about any of those, or if you noticed that I forgot one of the links that I said that I said I would include, please do let me know. So I think that's it. I have about half an hour left of our quiet hour, so I think I'm gonna, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think I'm gonna maybe finish this up and see where the energy flows. So I wish you a wonderful day. I hope you're able to do a little something for yourself that's creative, even if it's just, you know, look at a video to learn how to crochet a flower, even if you don't actually crochet, but you want to watch the video, whatever. Or if it's, you know, pick up a favorite tool. Like I have my Gelatas here, which I love, and, you know, scribble some color on a notebook page or a blank piece of paper or a scrap piece of, you know, or an envelope that came in the mail, you know, just scribble some color down, even if that's it, and just see what happens. Be fun to hear. So wishing you a lovely day, and I will be back again soon. Take care.